Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday night. It is 10:30, back at our normal time. This is Craig Goldberg. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Abigail Gardner.
What's up, guys?
And Jacob Walsh.
I'm here.
Jacob, how are you, man?
Man, I've been better.
Yeah, man, what's going on with your day? You were just telling me about your phone. What's going on there?
Man, I destroyed my phone. It happens to everybody at least once. I dropped my phone a while back and it cracked it, but it was like a small crack. It didn't really mess with the phone that much, but it's been like slowly getting worse and worse, and dropped it again today. It isn't an OtterBox, but it's like one of the OtterBoxes that like still doesn't protect the entire thing. And
yeah, I had one of those.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Like I can't get it to, you know,
gone completely berserk.
Respond. So I'm gonna have to go tomorrow and get a new phone.
That sucks, man.
I was trying to like hold off after it cracked. Like, I have insurance, but I know you still gotta pay a little bit. But I was gonna try to hold off and just go get a new one whenever the new phones came out.
Right.
But you know, that didn't happen.
Yeah. We've all been through that. That's
a
stress.
Shit happens.
That's not even your official what's stressing, but that's pretty stressful.
Real life stress.
Well, listen, so we got Yes Have Some Live. We're going to be talking to Ghostbusters, all sorts of stuff to get to tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of contests a little bit later on. Man, what a week. It's been crazy. We're a month away from Ghostbusters, officially. We've been kind of saying it's been a month away for the last little while, but today's the official 1 month out, and man, it's getting crazy out there. What do you guys think?
Oh, I've been trying to stay away from it.
It's hard to stay away from it when you're getting exclusive books from the new movie shipped to your house. You can't put them down. I cannot stop reading Ghosts from Our Past. Got that in the mail yesterday by Andrew Schaefer, friend of the show, family friend of the podcast, and I really have been enjoying that book. And hey, speaking of which, isn't there a little thing we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that just a little bit.
Cool.
But before we get there, before we get to that little thing we're doing, I wanted to touch right off the bat with I wanted to touch somebody's bat. So, like I said a few minutes ago, there's been a lot. So we're in that 1 month promo window right now, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of trailers coming out, new TV spots. And yesterday, shit just kind of hit the fan because I think they released like four new 30-second commercials, all of them with new footage.
Yeah.
Spoiler heavy. Uh-huh. The stuff that I've been dreading, I've not watched them. I've stayed away, but I feel like everybody is just tagging me in these pictures.
Yeah.
And mainstream articles are just covering it extensively. So we're going to try to stay a little spoiler-free if possible.
Talking about He Who Must Not Be Named?
He Who Must Not Be Named will not be talked about. But
uh-oh.
I got to say, man, I
legitimately have no idea who you're talking about.
Good.
Good for you, man.
Good for you, man. I just feel like if there was ever a time to go dark and stay away after this 2-year buildup, it would be now. Now, because of what we do here at Yes Have Some Podcast and the service we're providing ourselves and our listeners.
We're servicing.
It's a service. It's going to be harder and harder to stay away. So, Jake, do you have like a battle plan? What is your how are you going to plan on staying spoiler-free for the next month?
I'm going to do the same thing I did for The Force Awakens, and I'm just going to stay off the internet. I've gotten really good at that lately. And there's been like throughout this entire thing, almost every day you'll call me and be like, "Hey man, did you see this thing or this new thing?" And I'm like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And it's because I've been staying away. I've been staying off the internet. I know that like sounds insane to do, but it's become easier and easier for me.
That's the thing.
I've just been staying away. Yeah.
You do kind of have to stay away. Like, it has to be like a purposeful thing. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to try to stay away and then live on Facebook or live on Twitter. Like, cause the stuff's going to come out. People are going to, we all know, we all watch Game of Thrones. We all know about The Walking Dead. Like, people post spoilers.
Right.
And so I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the CrossRip this week, but they had a psychologist on and they talked for like an hour, hour and a half, about the psychology behind people and why they way they are and how that applies to like nerd things in general. But especially with all this Ghostbuster stuff. And one of the things they touched on was there's this weird thing that's become innate in the human race due to like evolution and the way the internet has evolved too, where people, it all boils down to this. It's easy to be negative, right? It's easier to be negative
than
your
mind holds on to like some more negative things. Like if you hear 25 things and like 24 of them are positive, you will hold on to the one negative because like instinctually and evolutionarily, like as you evolve, like you need to remember those things to get better and to adapt or whatever.
Right.
Just, like,
so
leftover
it's thing. Easier to be negative.
That was interesting.
It wasn't. It was a great interview. I suggest everybody go listen to the CrossRip, download them on iTunes. It was a great interview. But the other thing is, as far as it is like this stuff goes and posting spoilers and it, people want to be the first, like there's something in people that says, I want to be the first person to say this. And I want to be negative about it or even positive, but people are just, when people kind of have that discussion, why are people posting spoilers? It's because it's basically people want attention. They say, oh, I want some attention. I'm going to post this spoiler and get some attention. So maybe don't do that. Maybe don't be the person who has to post all the spoilers.
You're the, like, kid in class. That's what they compared that kind of behavior to on the CrossRip, like the kid who's, you know, making fun of the girl or doing things out of line in class to get attention because, you know, they're not getting it at home or whatever.
Right.
So anyway.
So, Jake, I don't think you're going to do that. You're not trying to post those spoilers, are you?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
I'm not going to do it.
So listen, we got a bunch of callers on the line already. Before we get started, we did announce a little contest for tonight.
Yeah.
So the Yes Have Some podcast, we're lucky enough, little backstory here, there's a new book out. We mentioned it a couple times. It's called Ghosts from Our Past, and it's the official tie-in book with the new Ghostbusters movie. So in the movie, in-universe, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy's characters, Aaron Gilbert and Abby Yates, they write a book in the movie, right? So they released a real-world version of it by a New York Times best-selling author, friend of the show, Andrew Schaefer. So the book is coming out in a couple weeks. We were able to get a couple advanced copies. And because we like to do fun things here at the Yes Have Some Live podcast, Jake, we're giving away 5 copies starting tonight.
5?
Yeah.
5.
5? Are you sure?
5.
I don't know, man.
We got 5 copies. We got 5 copies to give away.
A lot of copies. A
lot of copies. We're only going to be giving away 1 tonight, all right? So, we're going to keep it loose. We're going to keep this. We tried it. We kind of brainstormed, right? We thought, like, how are we going to give this away? What are we going to do? What kind of contest? So we're going to have a more elaborate contest. But for tonight, we're just going to give away a copy to the first copy that we have. We're going to give away to what we deem the caller of the night. Whoever has the best stress, the best anecdote, the best anything, whatever moves us, we're going to say, hey, you're going to get a book. We'll announce the winner at the end of the show. And I think that's the easiest way to do it. What do you think, Jake?
That sounds good to me.
Cool. And
yes, have some meeting.
Yes. Now, I will say, Abby and Jake, neither one of you can win.
Yeah, okay.
No matter how good your stress
is
tonight.
Hey, good thing I already have a copy of that book.
I was going to say, I am like 30-something pages into winning right now. So.
And I will say, you can go to ghostsfromourpast.com, check that out. Andrew Schaefer, the book's great. And even if you don't win a copy, you should go buy a copy because it's only like $9 on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's
a hoot.
It's good stuff. We're going to be talking about it more. Tobin's Spirit Guide is out by Eric Burnham. Great illustrations in there. I went from no Ghostbusters books to like 5 in the last couple days. Jake, I know you got some books in too.
Yeah, that was actually I didn't know if we were going to dive into our What's Stressin', but that was my What's Stressin' this week.
Cool. Cool, man. Cool. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, okay, so it what we were just talking about with the spoilers, I happened to be in Books a Million the other day, and, you know, you had mentioned that the novelization was hitting the shelves. So I looked, and there was the novelization. There was the what is it, the guide, the Ghostbusters handbook, those, like, the kids' books that help you learn how to read, the Proud to Be a Ghostbuster and the Who You Gonna Call book. They had all four of them.
Yeah, there's a ton of books that have been released, like, in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so far it's those four, and I picked them up, and it's just so stressful because I can't look in them. Like, if I don't want spoilers, I can't look inside of those books. I didn't even read the back because I'm scared that there's going to be spoilers in them.
Right.
And that's stressful. Dude, that's stressful to have four new Ghostbuster books and to just not even be able to look in there. I know there's pictures in there, but I can't look in there. I don't.
There's
what's in there? I don't want to know.
And also, the other thing about it is that you know, we were talking about the novelization of Ghostbusters 2 the other day. I should actually describe this. Me and Jake were, like, sitting around in our basically underwear, our go-to-sleep clothes, reading the novelization of Ghostbusters 2, like, together.
We had a Ghostbusters sleepover weekend extravaganza.
There was some fun stuff in there.
There was some movies.
Yeah, and it's different. The thing is, it strays a little bit, right, from the movie, but we haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's different, and, you know, we don't know what's in there, it'll be fun, though, once the movie comes out, to go back and read it and be like, oh, that's different. Where did that even come from?
Absolutely.
We'll have to get Paul Feig back on the show and just kind of be like, all right, chapter four of the novelization, there's this weird part. Was that ever in a script, or did they just make that up?
Now, I think that's usually what happens. Novelizations are usually a little different, but I'm pretty sure they're based on, like, you know, early screenplays or earlier scripts. And I think that's why some things, you know, don't end up in the movie. Like, you know, like we just said, we were reading the Ghostbusters 2 novelization, and they talk about the scene where, you know, Ray gets possessed and he's, like, trying to drive the Ecto into a tree, and Winston has to punch him in the face. And, you know, there's
derailed.
Yeah. And some of that, like, some of that stuff you see, like, a couple of deleted scenes for, you know, the Slimer and Lewis stuff. So I think usually that stuff that just got cut out of the movie or didn't even make it to filming.
Yeah.
Right. That's usually what it is. And so I wonder how much, like, license the author takes to just make some shit up, too.
Right.
Just do it. No one will notice this.
Yeah. I won't mention this. Jake, did you start reading Ghosts from Our Past?
Yeah, I got, like, two pages in.
Oh, cool.
No,
what'd you think?
I got it today. I was able to, you know, look through it, check out the goodies it came with, but I was pretty busy at work today, so I didn't really get to dive into the actual book that much. I think I read the foreword and then, like, a page, and then I had an appointment come in. But the book's amazing. I've been super excited about it. You know, we knew that we were getting a couple copies, and I've been kind of stressed about it because I really love the cover. It looks super cool, and I think it's a cool idea to have a book in the movie and then for them to actually put that book out.
Yeah.
That's a really cool marketing thing.
Yeah, I love that. I don't know if you watched Parks and Recreation, but it reminds me of the Pawnee book that was put out for that show, which I loved the fuck out of that. Like, it's a ton of countdowns and lists and opportunities for, like, humor and, like, to switching the narration and stuff, different people taking over throughout the book. That's what I'm noticing, like, little drawings and images and all sorts of little bits and shit. And I've read, like, about 30-something pages, so that includes that first chapter.
Did I just see a David Duchovny sketch in
there?
Yeah,
there's a ton of X-Files references. Like,
I saw that.
It's fucking hilarious.
Well, listen, so we're going to be talking about the book more. Like I said, we got the contest. Bring your A-game tonight, callers. We want to, you know, if you call in and you start, you know, stumbling over your words, and
we got a buzzer.
We got, you know,
we'll
buzzer.
Get a buzzer.
No, I'm just messing with you guys. But I will say we're gonna start going to calls here in just a second. If you do want to call in, it's 929-477-1217. You can listen live or press 1 to join the show. Once again, that's Yes Have Some Live at 929-477-1217.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's...
join the book club.
Join our book club.
Join the book club.
So we're going to take our first caller. Let's see, 604 area code. You are on the line. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, guys. This is Ryan calling from Mission, British Columbia in Canada.
How's it going,
hey,
man?
Ryan. How's it going, man?
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty
good.
Good.
Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. What's going on up there in British Columbia tonight?
Oh.
Oh, God. So much. So much to stress about, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it.
It's
tell,
hard being
you tell
in
us.
Canada, for a start.
Okay.
There is just a lack of merchandise, and it is hard to deal with. So that is what I'm finding hardest, essentially, is the lack of action figures and toys, the lack of Twinkies, the lack of Ecto Cooler. It's just it's hard to deal with.
So yeah, you guys don't have Twinkies, you don't have Ecto Cooler, you don't have the toys. Have you guys gotten any of the merchandise
yes.
up there yet?
Not really. Well, like what we did is we have a, like me and my wife, we have a little 9-month-old little boy. So we took a trip down to the States. We're only like an hour from the border. So we took a road trip down to the States, not knowing if they'd have anything. Luckily,
okay.
I had set aside a couple of bags of the marshmallows
okay.
at one of the big lots. So we took a trip down. We managed to find pretty much all of the toys. We got a bunch of the marshmallows. I've ordered some Ecto Cooler online, so that's been shipped to the border. So we're going to take another trip across in a couple of weeks so we can pick up some Ecto Cooler and hopefully get a bunch more merch if we can. So.
Cool, man.
That's awesome. Why is it taking so long? Like, what's the problem with getting all the merchandise over there? We keep hearing that.
I don't know.
Having problems.
Yeah, I really don't understand. Like, I'm originally from England, so I'm not Canadian, but I now live in Canada. But England seems to get it pretty quickly. Canada just seems to be super slow. Like, I've been into all of the Walmarts, all the Toys R Us's. Like, we have a huge, toy store locally. I called them, spoke to the manager. They were like, yeah, we're not going to get it. Like, no one has any idea. Like, you go in and they're like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a new movie coming out, isn't there? I'm like, yeah, no shit, there's a new movie coming out. Like, you should know this.
Yeah, we get some of that, too. It's really weird. I was buying Ghostbusters toys a couple months ago when they were first started coming out, maybe, like, 6 weeks ago, and I was buying them, and at the register, people were like, oh, we have Ghostbusters toys? And I was like, yeah, there's a movie coming out. They're like, there is? So yeah, it's really weird how that kind of stuff happens. But
yeah.
So now, what's it like for you coming down to the States and going to a Big Lots? Is that a tough experience? Because it's tough for us to go to Big Lots.
Yeah. It was a funny experience. The woman I had called the woman a couple weeks before when I saw a bunch of people getting the marshmallows. On Instagram, I saw a bunch of people saying they were getting them. So I was like, screw it, I'll just call a Big Lots. So I call this woman, and she's super, super nice. And I explained that, when my son, for his first birthday, we're going to do a Ghostbusters-themed first birthday. So I said to her,
cool.
Look, I'm really looking for these marshmallows. Do you have any? And she was like, yes, I've got 11 bags left. I was like, I'll take all 11. And she was like, okay, we don't really do that, but let me ask my manager. So she asked the manager. The manager said, yeah, let's do it. So that weekend, we took a trip down, and I walk in, and like as soon as I was like, hey, my accent gave me away, but she was like, are you the weird marshmallow man? I was like, yes, that is me. I am a fully grown man with a child buying 11 bags of marshmallows. So. But
yeah,
it was an
funny.
Experience for sure.
That doesn't seem weird to me. Like, I'm like, yeah, that seems
like,
totally normal.
I'm the weird marshmallow man.
No, yeah, that's like every day.
Where are
my
11
life.
Bags
like,
of marshmallows?
That's
awesome, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was a fun experience. Like, luckily the Walmart and the Target still had a bunch of the toys. Like, I want to get all the toys for when my son is older and he can enjoy Ghostbusters as I did when I was younger, you know, enjoying the original Ghostbusters. And the real Ghostbusters is kind of where what I grew up with. So, yeah, I'm excited for him to be able to grow up with. I could not be more excited for this new movie. Like, Abigail, I feel your excitement is on the same level as my excitement.
Yeah.
Like, my wife says, I'm pretty sure you're obsessed. Like,
yeah.
I fully am. I couldn't be more excited for the movie. I don't even want to talk about the negativity because it's just not worth giving time to. It's all good. There's no negatives to come out of this entire thing, even if the movie isn't the best, but I think it's going to be. There's so much positivity to come out of this and so much stuff in the future. So I say bring it on, and I can't wait for it. So,
yeah. Dude, that I feel like that's some book-worthy stuff right there that you just said.
I don't know.
That
we're
puts
gonna...
you pretty high up there. Priestess competition for the rest of the college.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
I couldn't agree anymore.
But,
well,
but yeah, I don't know how long you've been listening to, but we've been trying to keep the positivity train rolling for the last couple of months.
Absolutely.
And
I've listened to you guys from the beginning, so.
Oh, cool, man. Well,
awesome.
we really appreciate the support. It's so cool. At least you got the chance to drive down and pick up some stuff and make that work for you, because we have a lot of friends in Canada, and it's funny. Everybody's so positive in Canada about the movie. The only negative we get is that they can't find any of the merch.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I love the merch. So yeah, no, we're just like planning for the movie now, and I just can't wait. Like a month yesterday, that's absolutely crazy. I can't believe it. Me and my wife, we're super excited. And now we just got to get our little son on a bottle so that we can go and watch the movie in a theater, because we haven't been able to go to watch a movie in a theater since he was born. So.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to make that happen, man. That's really cool.
Oh, we're going to make it happen.
Cool, man. Anything else before we move on here?
No, I really appreciate you guys taking my call. You guys do an amazing job. Craig, Abigail, Jake, you guys are amazing. I listen to you guys every week, and just keep up the good work. Keep the positivity going. Just try and stay away from those spoilers. And it was great talking to you guys.
Hey,
cool. Thanks,
man.
We
absolutely,
appreciate
man.
It.
Appreciate you.
Tune into the Facebook page. We'll announce a winner on the book giveaway after the show.
Sounds amazing, guys.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a
good
one.
Have
man.
A good night.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a
nice
sweetheart.
Guy. I like that guy.
Sweet guy.
Guys, so do you think – so this is my first thought. So, like, he has to – okay, so he said he ordered some Ecto Cooler to the border, right? So he's got to go back to the border. So let's just for a second imagine the transaction here. So he's got to drive back down to the border, and they're going to be like, sir – what are you here for? You know, what are you? Why are you visiting the border? And he's like, to pick up Ecto Cooler. That's so amazing.
Oh,
that's amazing.
So amazing.
11 bags of marshmallows.
Yeah, I like that guy. You know what's funny? He's from British Columbia. Didn't he say his name was Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he kind of sound like Ryan Dole?
A little bit.
For a second, I thought Dole was putting on an accent, and I was like, what's happening?
Yeah. It's like Ryan Dole got slightly more Canadian in the last week. But yeah, that guy was nice. I love the positivity. All of our Canadian friends are like, you know.
Yeah, it's
the only,
heartwarming.
The only bad part is like when they talk, like their heads completely separate from the bottoms of their.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing.
Oh.
Have some sensitivity.
Yes, have some sensitivity training. I'm just kidding. Hey, Terrence and Phillips, my favorite show.
Fine.
Ryan, that was really cool. We're glad that he called in. And we love all of our Canadian brethren.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, cool. Yeah, so let's take another call here. Let's just do it. Let's not even worry about what's
–
you know,
it.
I was telling Abby earlier, we're slightly chaotic. Who needs a plan, right?
Yeah.
It's always chaotic with the Georgia Ghostbusters.
Absolutely. That's what I hear.
443 area code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, it's me again, Bernie.
Bernie, what's up, man?
Bernie, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Man, those TV spots that they posted all over the internet. I'm stressed about that.
Yeah, that's you, man.
I'm Number two, I don't want to see that stuff. I mean, the stuff with Rowan's okay, and, like, the nut shot joke is overplayed, but I didn't want to see Stay Puft that soon.
Well, hold on now. We're going to keep this spoiler-free. Bernie, a lot of our listeners haven't watched anything, so... but yeah, we agree.
Spoiler alert.
You said it afterwards, but that's okay. I like
yeah,
that. I like giving away stuff and then saying spoiler alert right afterwards. That's
yeah,
how I like
that's
it.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah. Bernie, what we got a lot of callers on the line. Is there anything else on your mind besides the stress about those TV spots?
Oh, there are like so many of them, and they're giving out so many things. It's like, just
wait to the movie. Yeah, man, I completely understand. It sucks, but it's part of it, right? You know, that's kind of how marketing goes these days. Jake, you've seen it for years with movies. You get in that one. I mean, I'm trying to think back to Jurassic World, Jake. What were they giving away a lot in those TV spots leading up to Jurassic World?
I didn't watch any of them. I didn't
all
watch
right.
any of the TV spots. I watched the trailer, and I went in cold after that. So.
And I respect you for that.
Yeah. That's awesome, though, because you probably had a different experience, because I think I watched everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heard that there was maybe one or two things spoiled in the TV spots. And, it was just stuff that I just didn't watch at all. I mean, I watched all the, like, May trailers, the teasers, and then, like, the full-length trailers. But when spots hit, man, I try not to watch them at all for anything.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. So we're a year away. So, Jake, all of our listeners know we're all big Jurassic Park fans. You are the biggest Jurassic Park fan. You've even told me...
I mean, are you calling me fat? Or I don't know what's happening.
No, not
again.
No.
We all saw your hand.
Yeah.
But you're a huge Jurassic Park fan, if not more than Ghostbusters. So this build up to Ghostbusters, how is it different or the same to the build up of Jurassic World?
To me, it was completely different because we had already had three Jurassic Park movies and, I don't know. It didn't seem at all, for one, that movie takes place in the same universe, so it's kind of... I mean, it takes place in the same universe, but it was still kind of a reboot.
Right. It was like
a soft reboot. Yeah, I mean, it was super exciting, but I think early on, I put it in my head, like, I knew... I was like, this is not going to be like Jurassic Park. You know, the tone's completely different. We've talked about Jurassic World compared to Jurassic Park a lot. And from the very first trailer, you just knew this was something completely different. And I think my thought process was, this looks fun. It doesn't look like it's going to be as good as Jurassic Park, but it looks better than Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah.
So I just kind of went along with it. The first time seeing it was a little crazy. It was stressful, but... It's been a completely different feeling with Ghostbusters, and that's probably mainly because we haven't had anything new since 1989.
Yeah.
You know, it came out. You know, it's old, but it came out in 1993 was the first one. You know, and we've had two more since then.
Right.
So it's different. It just felt different. Yeah, and I mean, I have Ghostbusters above Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park's one of my favorite movies, but I think Ghostbusters is above it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I just don't feel like I feel like, you know, Jurassic Park made so much money, but the buildup didn't feel like there's this part of me that's like, man, with this amount of crazy attention, and I know we're in it. I know we're deep into it, but I'm just getting this feeling that this movie might just go crazy. I don't know.
Yep.
There's just so much. It's not going to flop. It's going to have a big opening weekend. Where it goes from there, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting to see what happens with these legacy sequels or reboots or anytime the franchise has been dormant for a while, because kind of saw that with Terminator last year, and that movie did not do well.
No.
But
that
it was also
not well thought out or planned.
Yeah, what a weird
Jai Courtney experience that was for me. I did not enjoy that. And I wanted to see the Khaleesi. What is that actress? What is her name? Who played Sarah Connor?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah.
That's got to be her real name.
I wanted to like her, but I didn't. I thought that movie was super convoluted. There might have been a good movie somewhere existing within it, but they did not capitalize on the cool plots that were somewhere deep down in there. So anyway, hopefully this is – there was a time where I legitimately was – concerned about Ghostbusters 2016, and there have been moments of like legitimate stress and like gut clenching and like sleep loss and like night sweats and terrors, and I've been concerned that this movie is not going to do well because it's been such an upheaval and upswell and uprising of negativity against the movie. So in all the downvotes, etc., kind of have had me at different moments like losing faith. But over the last couple of weeks in particular, I have just felt even more confidence, and there is wind in my sails, and I am fucking pumped. Especially reading these books and having like tactile, real, like I can feel the spine and smell the pages, and I'm squeezing my rat ghost, and I'm drinking Ecto Cooler, and I'm looking at pictures of me and Paul Feig from when we were at that Sony event. And I am just like so happy. There's just so much good going on, and I just can't wait for July 15th. So
absolutely,
there you go.
Cool. Before we move on, I did want to say that tonight's episode of Yes Have Some Live is brought to you by Carnivorous Creations. Carnivorous Creations, Mike Nelson, great prop shop specializing in Ghostbusters stuff, proton packs. If you're gonna build a proton pack, start with Carnivorous Creations. We've got fiberglass shells, resin parts, gun kits, aluminum motherboards, and recently a one-of-one scale from a production mold Terror Dog head that you can just pop right on the wall and basically impress all of your family and friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's Carnivorous Creations. That's Carnivorous with a K. Go to CarnivorousCreations.com or hit them up on Facebook. Just search Carnivorous Creations. We're going to link to them off the Facebook page. And if you're in the middle of building a proton pack or you've always wanted to, that would be a really, really great place to start.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Do
guys, how about that really great siren sound effect that we threw in there?
Hot Cop.
That was amazing.
Good. Yeah, it was good.
Fun.
I just went with it.
Now, was that the original Ecto Siren or something new?
You know, let's fight about it, man. I mean, you can do it. No, obviously not.
Cool. You know what, guys? I think we should go to another call. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on. Get him on the phone. 614 area code. You're on Yes Have Some Live. Who are you and where are you calling from?
G'day, guys. It's Andrew from Australia again.
How's it going, man?
Andrew from Australia. How did you get a Ohio area code?
I had to do the plus. It didn't get me through a couple of times. I had to get the right area code in, but I found it.
Cool, man.
How
are your toys? Did they make it back safely?
Yes, they did. I'm so, like, that plane on the way home, I was stressing out so much, but that's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
I got home, opened that case, and they were perfect.
Right.
I wish that's what I was stressing out when I flew. I'm more worried about, you know, international terrorism, human error, pilot having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And you're just stressed about your Mattel toys. I would trade that any day of the week.
For sure, right?
Also,
I
don't know about...
the main thing I'm stressing
about...
Oh, sorry,
go for
go
it.
Ahead.
You're good. No, I was going to make a joke
okay,
about
the main thing
lost. So.
Me too. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Continue. Andrew, you're good. What's stressing you out, man?
Well, I got an email from Ghost Corps the other day that Australia is not even on the list for any premiere event, and that's freaking me out.
Oh, man.
No.
You got to make your own event.
Yeah.
So
what
now
that?
We no, go for it. Now, in Australia, are they getting the first release? Is it coming out before it's coming out here?
Well, one of the cinema chains here are actually doing an advanced screening on the 13th. But get this, they're going on the feminist side of it all. They're doing it. They're making it as a woman's night out, so only like for women to go.
What?
Oh boy.
Oh
boy.
You hear some backlash from that.
This is the perfect opportunity for you to get out a wig and a dress and just will yourself into that theater.
Do it.
2016, answer that call.
Oh yeah. I've already bought my lipstick.
Good. That's good.
Well, so that sucks. So, yeah, most major markets are going to have some sort of premiere, but nothing for Australia. That's pretty weird. I think it's weird. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, very. But apparently Paul Feig really wants to make it down here. So it still could happen, but at this stage, there's nothing.
Oh, man.
That's insane, especially since, like, they're obviously putting a lot of international promotion in this. I mean, we saw Paul Feig and Melissa McCarthy. Where were they the other day? Were they in Singapore?
Yeah, with all the setting world records.
Yeah,
and shit.
Man. So they're. I mean, that was just for a promotional event. That wasn't even for a premiere or anything. So they're obviously. I mean, the movie's going to have a big international presence, and at least you're getting, you know, a release the same day or the same week. But man, I feel for you with no premiere event.
Yeah,
right. But there is one thing. I have been invited to a press junket, like a small little thing to promote the movie a week before the premiere. So maybe after that, I'll get in contact with you guys to let you know what's going on.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we would love to hear what
that's
like.
That's a nice consolation. Yeah.
That would be really cool because obviously as people all over the world, you know, are going to have different experiences with seeing this movie. Some people are going to see it early. Some people are going to do press events, fan events, charity events, and we want to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
So definitely let us know how that goes.
Where you saw it, how you saw it, what you wore, everything.
Shade of lipstick.
Yeah.
Right.
Andrew, is there anything else on your mind to tonight?
No, I just stressing out that I think we're being left in the dark and down under. So that's stressing me out.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully that, you know, we'll do what we can, which is not anything at all.
Yeah.
We have no strength to pull. But hopefully that turns around for you guys. And, you know, worst case scenario, you see the movie on the same day with it, you know, with everybody else.
Yeah.
And
then call us.
Like I said, I'll go with a woman if I have to. So
there you go.
That's good.
All right, man.
Support it.
Have a good night, man.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Man, yes, have some international Australia.
Yeah.
Guys, I was stressed. It was
all
so
the world.
You know, different markets get the movie in different times. So, you know, it doesn't come out till like August in Japan. We saw that on those promotional pens we got. But we got word today that Mexico is not going to see the movie till like August 14th.
Oh, sorry, Mexico.
Wow.
That sucks. That's a month.
Yeah.
That's a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. And it's the same continent.
Like, we're getting mad that we're seeing like very small images and screenshots and stuff that are spoilers. But if that movie's been out for an entire month, like, I don't know how you would avoid it with, you know, and how would you go in with a clean slate? So, yeah, that is a little bit unfair.
Definitely.
And
unfair.
So, yeah, they have our thoughts, our sympathy and empathy and all that.
Absolutely. So, Jake, what how's the art contest going?
Yeah, how's that? That's my stresses.
No clue. Do you want to fill people in on what we're talking about?
Yeah, fill it in. I was thinking about that earlier. I was thinking about you.
Yeah. So IMAX is doing like an art contest. To, you know, just Ghostbusters art. They're gonna choose a winner. The winner and one guest will get to go to the premiere. So, I mean, I entered, you know, I don't win. I usually don't win those kind of things, but hey, you never know. We're going to try it. Maybe I'll get to go to the premiere.
Hey,
you're
man,
a talented guy.
Yeah, you should. You can look at the entries if you search IMAX Ghostbusters contest. And, I don't know, Jake, you're looking pretty good there.
You're looking pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I mean, I kind of am starting to think they don't have all the entries up there. So who knows? You know, there could be tons of amazing things that I don't know about. So, you know, I'm just not getting my hopes
up for it. Be pessimistic about it. Yeah.
Man, you're going to win. You're a winner.
I'm just going to try to forget about it, put it out of my head, and then maybe one day I'll just get an email saying I'm going to the Ghostbuster premiere.
Yeah, and then Craig and I are going to start like an elaborate competition to win the other ticket.
So sort of like
I'll be making your bed every morning, and Craig's going to be cooking for you.
Oh, we're like Jake
like
gives
a sitcom
us
situation.
Yeah, Jake gives us a list of 50 things we have to do.
Yep. Win back.
Yeah. But then at the end of the episode, Jake realizes that wasn't the right thing.
He doesn't even want to go.
And he just gives us
like
the
we'll give him out. We'll give him out on the show.
That would be a really cool concept.
That would be like really generous.
Yeah, that would be super cool. We're not doing
that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but
cool. Let's go
it looks
to
pretty good.
We got a couple more callers here. What is this all about?
That can't be
this
real.
Might be a Skype number.
Might be a ghost.
I see a 111 area code. Might be Skype. Who is calling and where are you calling from? Are you on the air?
Is this Skype?
I think it's
Am
Skype.
I on Skype?
I think
hey,
so.
Hey, this
You're
is Andrew.
What?
Yeah, this is Andrew from Oregon. I'm stressing right now about I want to win these books.
Andrew from Oregon, you want to win this book.
You want to win them, huh?
I don't know. Are you playing like man behind the curtain right now, or are we what's the deal
did
here?
Did I say my name was Andrew? No, my name's not Andrew. It's
okay.
It's
so this
not,
is
it's,
all right.
It's,
so it's not Andrew.
It's Ray.
So this is Ray. this is Ray. This is Andrew
That's
Schaefer's agent from Oregon, author of Ghosts from Our Past. So
okay.
I feel like you might want to win this book. I feel like this is something that you're not going to be able to get a hold of in Oregon.
Yeah.
Do they even deliver there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I live in the woods. It's kind of – we saw a bear outside our place the other day. It's kind of dangerous out here. So. Yeah.
Are you near Grants Pass, Oregon by any chance? My job tried to send me there for 6 weeks, and I said, I've never heard
of that.
That
doesn't sound like a real place. That sounds like they were trying to get rid of you.
They were trying to just get rid of me.
Guys,
he didn't fall for it. Back to the drawing board.
We apparently, it is a real place, and apparently it is in the middle of nowhere. And a couple guys that did go there, they came back, and I said, what was it like in Grants Pass, Oregon? And they said, everybody smokes cigarettes, and everybody drinks energy drinks all day. All
right.
So...
So it sounds pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
sound hot.
cool. So, Andrew from Oregon, who have you from Ghosts from Our Past, but probably not. I don't even know how to approach this. I feel like I'm being stumped right now. How about we just ask you this? What is on your mind tonight that you want to share with the Yes Have Some live crew?
Whoever you are.
I'm stressing about this Shallows trailers. Have you seen these?
Oh my god.
You talk about giving away the entire movie. I mean, they already showed you Doomsday or whatever at the end. I think
Wonder Woman's gonna be there?
What's happening?
Maybe
Man,
I'm talking about
right.
a different trailer.
Right. So when they revealed Doomsday at the end of the Shallows trailer, I didn't see his bow tie, but I wonder if it's a multiverse or what.
I don't know what's going on.
Me
neither. I've heard everybody stressing about the different trailers and giving away too much stuff. And I always think by the time I get to a theater and I sit down and the lights go down, I forget everything that I've seen in the trailers, and it might be because I've done some whippets or something before. But I don't know. I just kind of go in. It just kind of like is a blank slate for me. So I mean, I'm excited about the movie, and you know, I've read the script and everything, and I'm still excited for Ghostbusters.
Right on.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff. There's so much, that they did on set, improv and whatnot. And you guys were talking about how, how different it's going to be. Even if you read the movie novelization, there's going to be tons of new stuff in there.
Right,
and,
right.
I read the middle grade novelization, which was very, very PG.
Okay.
But I think there's going to be tons of stuff in there. I don't know if Paul's going to get that F word in that he wants. that you guys were talking
about.
But,
oh man, I hope so.
We're gonna add.
I don't know.
We're gonna add our own, no matter what.
just edit it in afterwards.
But well, Andrew. So I mean, I think we'll. All joking aside, I think we're gonna be talking to you a little bit more extensively here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, like on the real.
On the real, but
you know, on the real, on the real. So.
On the real, we'll talk more extensively about Ghosts from Our Past. The book looks amazing. We're so excited to check it out. I'm about 30 pages in. I'm loving what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah.
But just as kind of a brief teaser, how did you get involved? How did that happen? Because I think that's something people who listen to us want to know. How did that come about?
Yeah. My last book was How to Survive a Sharknado. And I did that. That was a tie-in with the Sharknado 2 film, and it actually appears on screen in that movie. It's written by Tara Reid's character in the movie. And, you know, they wanted to do this in real life. And, yeah. And so I had an idea for the Sharknado book, and we did that. From there, my editor, who also worked on the Parks and Rec book that Abby was talking about earlier, he said, is there anything else you want to work on? And I go, Ghostbusters. Can you give me this? And, it, you know, this was a couple of years ago, and he was like, Ghostbusters, you know, it's dead. You know, you can't put out a book to a dead franchise, basically. And then he comes back, you know, a year later and says, hey, remember that Ghostbusters thing you were talking about? I think I might have something. And I was like, oh, my God, we need to get on this. And so it was basically just sort of being the first line, and I had to submit samples and stuff, and I had to get approved by everybody, but at that point, then I got to work with both Paul and Katie on the book, so it was pretty awesome. It was a complete dream, so I might be dreaming. Or it might be the Whippets.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That sounds amazing.
Those Whippets are kicking in. I mean, that's incredible. That's so cool that you basically, you know, early on or a couple of years ago set and named a dream project and for it to come to fruition. That's awesome. I'm sure that's something anybody in any kind of, creative medium, whether it's, you know, podcasting or writing or, you know, acting or whatever, to do something that you're passionate about is incredible.
Yeah.
It rarely happens, the lines like that.
That's like if Jake got to write a book about his Jaws barrel.
I've already written the book. It's just getting it published, Craig.
Yeah.
Well, self-publishing is an option for me and my barrel. One man's journey to production.
How did you know the title? How did you know the title? God damn it.
Andrew, as a small follow-up to that, when you're working with them, are you working off a script? Are you seeing cuts of the movie? Or is it – at what part of the process do you – I don't know how to phrase it. When did you stop seeing stuff from the movie, basically? Or was it right up until publishing time?
Oh, no. I stopped seeing stuff from the movie early on this year. So I started seeing stuff from it before they started filming. So from a very early stage with the script changed quite a bit. And so I sort of got in very early, and then, you know, there was stuff that changed all throughout, you know, filming and whatnot. They're like, oh, this scene is in this scene. You know, that's just, you know, how filming goes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
But the great thing was that, you know, with this book was that it's all about their backstories. So most of the stuff that happened, you know, whatever they changed, it didn't affect my book at all. You know, unlike say the movie novelization, they might have had to rewrite whole chapters. With mine, it was just like, oh, this character is dead now or something, you know?
Right. Cool. That's amazing. So, that's really cool. I think everybody is going to want to check out the book because to have something as an official, I mean, we've all been waiting for a Ghostbusters movie forever, but to have something like an official tie-in that we can consider canon for the new characters that we're just getting introduced to these characters.
Yeah, that's like a fucking joy to read.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great.
We're really excited. Before we move on, and like we said, we're going to have Andrew on, I think, in a more official capacity to have a real one-on-one.
We'll get him out of the woods.
We're going to get him out of the woods,
right.
First of all.
Well, I'm just Ray, remember. I'm Ray.
We're going to get Ray out of the
totally
woods.
Totally different guy.
Right.
And we're going to try to get Andrew. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. We're going to have to go to Grant's Pass with my job.
He's very busy. He's very busy with his energy drinks and...
When you were first doing research for this and maybe reading the script or working with Paul or Katie Dippold, was there anything that as a Ghostbusters fan coming into it, was there anything that surprised you? Like something like, oh wow, this is shocking, either good or bad, or was there anything early on that kind of threw you for a loop that would have that our fan base, that yes, have some listeners might find interesting?
Oh yeah, that it was a reboot.
Yeah.
The first thing I did, you know, I started reading it and I go, wait a minute, what are they doing here? You know,
right.
So that threw me for a loop, and then it was just like, oh, I see what they're doing, and then I go, oh, this is really funny, because at first, you know, I heard it was a reboot, and then I go, oh, I don't know if that's something, you know, I want to do. But then as I started reading, I was like, this is really interesting. This tells a very different story, you know, that hits some of the same beats, but it's a, you know, it's a story of a friendship between these two people, Aaron and Abby. And that's one of the things you really didn't get a lot of, you know, in the original Ghostbusters, was any sense that these characters had much of a, you know, a past together. You always said, well, what were they like in college, you know? What was,
right,
you know,
right.
You guys talked about like a Ghostbusters high school or something.
The
you know?
And,
yeah.
And so that was one of the cool things with this. I was like, oh, I get to sort of fill in, you know, what did Abby and Aaron do in high school? You know, that's something that's going to, you know, that shows up, you know, on the film. So it was really cool to sort of get – you know, that's what sort of surprised me the most, though, was that it goes in a, you know, a very different sort of direction. That's, you know, I guess you can see from Ghost from Our Past what a little bit of that. And then when you see the movie, and, you know, and again, I haven't seen the movie. I've only, you know, the last time I saw anything with the movie was, you know, with the script several months ago. So,
right.
So I will be, you know, just as surprised, you know, as everybody else.
That's
right.
Awesome. And would you, because only because this is an ongoing discussion here on the show, and people kind of send us message and ask us all, like, it's funny how people, we've somehow convinced everybody that we have the inside track, but people ask us these questions. So as far as the future of Ghostbusters, and hopefully, I'll put off the bat, hopefully you have future involvement writing for the franchise, because you're kicking ass from everything I've seen so far. And you're obviously a fan,
you.
So it's always cool when – or Andrew's a fan. Ray, I'm not sure
I'll
about.
Pass that along to Andrew. Yeah, all of that.
Thank you.
Delighted to
but
hear
is there,
it.
Back and forth. Will you – I mean, none of us can predict what the movie's going to do as far as box office, but would you be surprised, or what is your impression as far as where this, if you've gotten any impression of where they go from here, or is it basically like we don't, there's no way of really knowing until the movie comes out and the dust settles a little bit?
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, you'll see there's definitely some, you know, stuff that's teased, you know, in the book and in the movie probably about, you know, what the future of those characters is. Well, we know that, you know, the future of the characters after the movie is they, you know, they put this book back out. So that is,
or it becomes relevant,
not too much
of
a spoiler to, you know, but yeah, I, you know, I'm excited to see where it goes from here. And it's, you know, it's not something that, you know, I think is a done and one, you know, that, you know, I like to see it get a sequel. I know everybody, you know, wants to know, is there going to be a multiverse? You know, will the teams meet up, you know, whether they'll meet up in the comic books or on the cartoons or, you know, on screen at some point. And boy, that's, you know, that's all inside that little Ghost Core studio there where you guys have set foot in. You got a bigger inside track than I got.
You know what, though? It is little. It's not that big. What did you do? Would you use the bathroom in there?
Yeah, I used the pole. They have a pole.
Did you say you used the bath? Is there a pole in there?
Yeah, they've got, like, the firehouse, the pole.
Yeah, but you can't use it. You can touch it.
Yeah, you use it when you, like, you wrap around. That's using it.
Okay,
anyway,
I thought this was sort of like Demolition Man, where they're like, oh, you got to use the three seashells.
Oh, you tell me he does not use the three seashells? Rob Schneider just mocking Sylvester Stallone.
Oh,
that's a good movie. That's our Ghostbusters tie-in, Rob Schneider's daughter, with the official soundtrack song.
Yeah, there it is.
Bring it back.
Oh, we've had that song on repeat in our house. Yeah, my wife loves it. I love it. It's great.
It's a good track.
Stop.
And that's really cool what you were saying, Andrew, or Ray, whoever you are.
Yeah.
And I think all of us can agree, like, it's fun to think about the possibilities of the future, but if we can walk out of the movie, if we can read your book, and we can get a really good sense of, hey, we had 30 years of the original guys, but these are new characters that we're interested in, that we want to see developed and want to see them have further adventures, I think that's probably a better result than, hey, we might have to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out a way to fix this. Because we want Ghostbusters, no matter what version, we want it to be good.
Yeah.
But we want our tie-in books to be even better. So I'll go ahead and plug this thing. Ghosts from Our Past, both literally and figuratively, The Study of the Paranormal by Aaron Gilbert, Abby L. Yates, and, of course, Andrew Schaefer. It's available on Amazon right now on pre-order, and the official release date, I think, is the 24th of June. That sounds right.
Check with Ray.
We'll check with Ray.
Andrew says it's the 28th.
28th, cool. You can pre-order. We've got a couple copies to give away, including one tonight. So anything else, good sir? We do appreciate you calling in, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I got to get off the line. I was just calling in to win one of those books, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew has
trying to get one.
We can't,
one,
we can't give you one. Because because of the bear, whatever that means.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Like that old.
Okay,
thing.
I get it. It's all good.
All right, man. All right. Have a good
care.
One.
Thanks, dude.
All right, thanks, man.
Bye. I don't know who that was.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was good though. He had a lot of information.
He had good information.
Yeah, I don't
we
really
should start talking
him.
About Stephen King and see who calls
him.
Oh, man. Some guy is like, hi, my name's Ron. I'd like to talk about the Green Mile. Like, okay.
he would be like, why does everybody like that Shining movie? I hated it. The Kubrick version was bad.
No.
Yeah. Well, cool. We got a couple more callers on the line. Call in 929-477-1217 and press 1 to join the show. But talking about let's talk a little bit about what we just talked about with our friend Ray there. So this book is in-universe. It's canon. It's written by the two main characters. And Jake, what did you think about some of the stuff he was saying about how these characters might differ from the originals as far as their like dynamic with each other?
I think it's exciting to be able to see a little bit into their a little more into their backstory, you know, just to see what got them into the paranormal in the first place. You know, like when the original Ghostbuster starts, Egon and Ray, they're just already like, you know, you don't ever really know if there was something that drove them towards the paranormal. And I mean, the original structured in a way to where it doesn't matter. You don't ever sit and think like, hey, I need to know why Ray was at that mass sponge thing. But it's really interesting and it's fun to see some of that stuff. And it's just like a super, like we were saying earlier, it's such a cool
tie-in with the movie, and it's such a cool, like, merchandising thing. It's unique. They don't do that very often where, you know, the – you know, the book is in the, like, hey, if when Jurassic World came out, like, remember there were a couple scenes in the movie where you see someone reading Malcolm's book?
Right.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that thing released? And, like, you know, I would have read the shit out of that, man.
Right.
It's just a cool idea that nobody's using, and it's exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely. And especially as, like, prop builders and collectors of replicas, to be able to have something that you see on screen in your hand that you can read, that's literally, like, the backstory and history, and it's extremely cool. I love the characters, their history, and the way that I thought that was really cool that we got to talk to Andrew or her Ray or whoever that was, because the fact that he had
we're like stumbling over our words to make sure that nobody knows.
No, but that's cool that he got to kind of inform their history and them as characters. I thought that was, you know, that's
cool.
Exciting, yeah.
It's very exciting.
Very, very cool.
And for him to work on a dream project, like, I don't know if, I'm not going to try to come up with a metaphor. But yeah, Jake's Jaws Barrel. Me and My Barrel. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I named it.
cool. All right, so let's go to... Man, we got about a half hour left. This show's kind of flying. Let's go to the good old 480 area code. Who are you? What are you stressing about, and where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph, and I'm calling all the way from Mesa, Arizona.
Wow.
Nice.
What's up, Joseph, in Mesa, Arizona? I've been to Mesa, Arizona.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was there. My band, I was in a band. We played out in Mesa. Or
right.
Something.
Oh,
maybe
awesome.
It was. Yeah, yeah. This
pretty
was
pretty cool.
This was a lifetime ago. Joseph, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
I was dragged in here by my friends Ronan and John. They told me to check on the SF some and all that, being like Ghostbusters fans. So
you're just here as kind of like, they're like, hey, we don't have a chance to listen. We need you to you're like new.
Representing.
You're new to the franchise, and they're like,
you stay in line for us.
This is
like I was listening to like mid of the podcast, and I'm like, should I butt in or?
No, you're good.
I'll be kind of sitting in on the back, so.
Well, no, this is like that episode of Saved by the Bell where they make Screech sleep in the mall for Pearl Jam tickets.
Yeah.
Or no, YouTube. YouTube tickets. That's exactly what this is like.
Well, it's
like.
Pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Which row seats do you want?
Yeah, exactly. And he like fucking walks away. He's like, oh, I don't know. And now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Poor Screech.
So,
thanks for calling.
Now that you've been coaxed into joining this kooky bunch, what's on your mind, man?
I was gonna say, I mean, with the month being away, I mean, Ghostbusters finally be released. This is my first time, so I'm just wondering. Like, of course, you guys are all enthusiastic about the new movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, my question would be is, are you guys, I was going to say, is it going to be hard to kind of watch this new movie, but you still have the original in your head? Because everyone that I've met is, like, trying to accept this, the new movie as its own.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
That's a really good question. First of all, if you don't mind me asking you, what is your level of excitement or optimism? Are you excited for it? Are you not excited for it?
Oh, I mean, at first, I mean, when I heard the news, I mean, I was kind of like negative at first, but then as like more of the, you know, news kept catching on, I became more interested, more open, and I'm just excited for it, but I'll be kind of, you know, I'll wait till the movie is released so I can judge it. I'm not going to be like, you know, what's the name? James Rolfe, Angry Video Game Nerd. I'm just like, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
right.
Nobody should be like that.
No
guy.
One needs
You know,
I
to
met
have
the
an,
guy before.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
sure he's a nice guy. I just think
yeah.
that, you know, to have an informed opinion, you want to at least see it. As far as your question goes, I don't want to speak for everybody. For me, I know that the first – so we were out at the Sony event, and the first time I watched the trailer, I didn't – like, I thought I was going to go into it, like, going, oh, man, this is a Ghostbusters trailer. I have something to compare it to. Am I going to love it? Am I going to hate it? But I was just so excited to be seeing something Ghostbusters that wasn't – that was new that I don't – I think I'm going to be too excited to really be able to parse out, like, rational thoughts and comparisons, especially that first time. I'm sure as time goes on and I see the movie a bunch, I'll be able to take a better look at the movie as a whole. And I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing this movie and drawing comparisons to the first movie and saying, this is what I like, this is what I didn't like, this is what I think they could have done better. Because after all, it is a movie, and we're allowed to be critical of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that Ghostbusters is so iconic that if you go into it going expecting it to be better or to somehow surpass it or live up to it, I think you're almost going to be disappointed no matter what.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to look at it as its own thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I was going to say it kind of is exactly what we were talking about earlier with Jurassic World. I think it's going to be a similar experience. Like I said, I kind of went into that, you know, just being like, okay, this is different. I need to just watch it. But watching Jurassic World for the first time for me was stressful. It was exciting. There are definitely times in that movie that makes you, you know, think to very specific scenes in the original. And I'm sure Ghostbusters is going to do the same thing. I think my brain is going to be working in overtime trying to just, like, cope with the fact that I'm watching Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But I think the first time it's just going to be, like, it's going to be weird. It's going to go by super quickly. Whether the movie's good or bad, I'm sure there are going to be things that immediately make you think of Ghostbusters, you know, or of the original. I mean, the trailers already do that, so... But I think it's going to be that kind of experience. It's going to be one of those things where you got to see it a couple times to really get, you know, your bearings on what you think.
Yeah, we're going to see it a couple times. The first night, I'll probably see it like twice, and then twice the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And I want my heartstrings to be pulled and to be played, and I'm excited about that. I like the nostalgic chills that I got when I saw the trailer for the first time, and when I've seen the trailer since then, it just feels like Ghostbusters. And I don't know how many packs of Kleenex like I can pack like in my flight suit and on my person, but I'm gonna need all of them because I just know I'm gonna be really emotional when I'm watching this, and it's going to probably wash
it's
over
like,
me.
And it's not. I mean, we could talk
it's
about
be a
like,
lot of cleanup.
It's been such kind of like a journey to this movie. You know,
yeah.
it's been like
our mecca. Yeah.
It's been almost a 30-year buildup to a third Ghostbusters. We all had an idea of what Ghostbusters. So I think no matter what, it's gonna be a cathartic experience. Like we're like, okay, there's now officially a third Ghostbusters. We loved it. We hated it. Whatever. Where do we go from here? My personal feeling is though that it's going to be, if anything, it's going to be a fun movie. That's what I really feel.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be 100% the movie some people wanted the whole time, but I think it is going to be a fun movie.
And Ecto Cooler.
And Ecto Cooler is here.
Well, I don't have my squeeze box yet. Oh, my juice box.
Yeah, me either.
Well, cool, man. Anything else on your mind out there in Arizona before we move on?
No, I just got to say, you know, great. It's kind of a great first call. I mean, tuning into the show and, you know, just representing Phoenix Ghostbusters and all that. So.
Awesome, dude.
Very cool, man.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks,
man, it was a good question.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. We'll be announcing our contest winner on the Facebook page after the show.
Yeah.
And, we're going to be having live shows up until release, so definitely call back next time.
Because we need
All right. I will. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Later, dude.
All right. I'll see you then. All right. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Yeah, we're doing a live show. Everybody just hold on 1 second.
Everybody just hold on.
Dude, he got me so nervous. He got me so stressed.
Yeah, what about
just it? Like, just the move, just having to think about what it's going to be like to see that movie for the first time.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. My mind was transported. I was like, man,
honestly, I do think it's going to be like the first Jurassic World viewing. I hope it's better than Jurassic World, but...
Well, I wanted to ask, so Jake, one of the things they talked about on the cross-rip with the, I think, what was the, I'll look up his name, because I don't want, I want to give the guy credit, because it was a great interview. They talked about what's called weaponized nostalgia, and I kind of had a different interpretation of what that was. My feeling was that weaponized nostalgia... well, it doesn't matter what my feeling is. What it is basically like the studios using something like a familiar franchise or a familiar product that people are nostalgic for and kind of capitalizing on it and keeping some of the same beats but not putting as much passion into it as maybe the original had. By the way,
people call that like an algorithm movie.
Yeah.
Like
so
that.
Alex Langley, by the way, is his name. Everybody go check out the Interdimensional Crossroad episode 225 with Alex Langley, the psychology of Ghostbusters. So he cited Jurassic World specifically as a movie that hit a lot of the same beats as Jurassic Park and used those beats as weaponized nostalgia to bring in an audience and to pull on your heartstrings without having as much passion or care as the original. Now, do I think that Colin Trevorrow and Steven Spielberg went into Jurassic World and were like, hey, let's make sure we hit some of these same spots because people are going to go apeshit for them? No, I think they probably made the best movie that they could. But there is something to be said about a movie that plays so close to somebody's heart and they use that as kind of to get an emotional response. Without maybe
like emotional manipulation or exploitation of nostalgic ties or something
and,
like that.
And what they
for
were
money.
What they were talking about was interesting as it applies to Ghostbusters is you can make a case that there's some of that here, but also you can make a case against it because it is a reboot and the easier route would have been the passing the torch story like. Here's Dan Aykroyd pulling on your heartstrings.
Here's
Bill...
the old dusty uniform.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
all that shit.
So in certain ways, Ghostbusters can fall into this category, but in other ways, it's a little...
In other ways, no way, because Jurassic World was flawed, in my opinion, because I didn't love the characters. And look at these fucking characters in Ghostbusters 2016. Answer the call. I'm going to say it every time. like, if you're reading Ghost from Our Past, what we've been talking about, like, there's Aaron Gilbert's backstory. It's, like, the first chapter. And it's riveting. And it's, like, it's emotional. And it's connected with me. And I feel like I understand her character as someone who was homeschooled and who didn't have a lot of friends growing up. And I really like her as a character already before seeing her on screen. And that, to me, just speaks volumes about this new movie. If I'm able to be inspired and excited about that going into it, then I just know it's going to be so much better than Jurassic World because I walked out of that movie being like, what the fuck?
No, wait, I like Jurassic World.
But then I watched it, and now I have like an abusive relationship with that movie, so I think I like it now.
That's kind of a hard thing to debate, I think, because, you know, you're saying, like, just the name of it, putting the word weaponized in front of it and saying that it's like, you know, something done purposely to trick you into liking their movie or whatever.
Right, right.
I can see that. I can see, you know, the logic in that. But then again, like, when you're going and seeing another Jurassic Park movie or Ghostbusters, and don't you want some of that? Like, you want some of that. Like, you want some of those callbacks to the old movie.
It's
like,
satisfying.
How is that a bad thing? Like, that's something you... I mean, no one's complaining about those scenes in, you know, the new Star Wars, because, I mean, that was full of it, too.
Right.
So, it's hard. That's like, we could debate that all day, because, like, on one point, I can see where you could be like, oh, these people didn't care, they just wanted to make you come see the movie. Okay, but then, like, alright, but I liked when they did that, you know?
Right.
Right.
I think the more interesting argument is that the characters in Jurassic World seemed less developed and interesting than the characters in Jurassic Park.
Right.
I think
that's a problem.
Probably,
that's a problem with the writing. You know, I don't think that's like everyone set off to make a subpar movie. That's just
right.
Maybe because
they did work hard at everything. Yet. Yeah. Right.
We love
you,
Jurassic
World.
We love you.
If Blue.
We love
Delta,
you more than we love Jurassic Park 3. We'll say that.
If Bryce Dallas Howard is listening, we're
although
all
I gotta
down
say,
to hang
Jurassic
out.
Park 3 has played on our television quite a lot in the last year.
Quite
it's
a
on
lot.
Yeah. But that's because Jurassic Park 3 is a lot like Jaws the Revenge. It's like, it's bad, but it's fun to watch, kind of, because of how bad.
Yeah.
You know what? Like we've already done two full Jurassic Park episodes, and I'm pretty sure we hit it. But like, Jurassic Park 3 is bad, but it does have some like redeeming qualities. There are a couple scenes in there that are pretty good. So I mean, it's not like completely without its merit or whatever, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, it's no Jaws 3.
Nothing is.
Cool. So listen, guys, we've got about 15 minutes left in the show. We've been having a lot of fun, a lot of great calls tonight. If you do want to squeeze yourself in here at the end, give yourself a chance to win a copy of Ghosts from Our Past. It's going to be 929-477-1217. And press 1 and you can come chat with us. Let's go to the lines right now. Whoa, I almost pressed the wrong button.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
602 area code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Kitty from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
What's up, Kitty?
Arizona Ghostbusters.
Yep, hey. That's right. You got it right.
I got it right.
We remember.
We know. I think everybody knows.
So, what's on your mind tonight?
What's going on?
So, while I was listening to you guys stress out about, I actually wanted to talk about Jurassic World now that you think about it. Just so you guys know, I know the first, second, and third one is currently on Netflix. So if you guys want to stress mark on.
Yep.
I thought the same thing. I was like, who are these characters? I don't care about their feelings. Just show me some fucking raptors.
Yeah. Well, Chris Pratt is taking his shirt off already? God damn it.
I know, seriously. I know that we are 1 month away from Ghostbusters. I am ever so excited. I think every day I talk about Ghostbusters, it's always something different. Whether it's, you know, someone saying, oh, I don't like this for this reason. I'm like, I'm going to back up with a bunch of cool facts about why this is going to be great. As far as the TV spots, I mean, I watched all of them. I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of back and forth on it if they did reveal too much, but I still don't care. I'm still so excited. I've been excited since the Sony event. As you guys know, we were all there just kind of freaking excited, like, why are we here? Oh, they picked us. We're special.
Are we going to see the whole movie?
I know.
No, we're wrong.
No. We saw the trailer.
We know now. Long road to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're in this pocket of time now where it kind of felt very distant for a long time. For so long it was like, well, we're a year away, and then it's like, how far are we away? Like 11 months, 28 days. Like it's just been like it's been a daily countdown, and you know, we didn't see a lot. Remember, it's funny now to think back how the people who were like, we haven't seen a trailer. It's almost March. What's going on? And it's like, since then it's been nonstop.
Yeah.
So
that was the last time I was stressed out, was like before all this shit.
Yeah. So it's kind of proof that like, maybe you don't have to market a movie 7 months in advance.
Wait, I'm always stressed out.
Yeah, you are.
What
always
the fuck
out.
Am I saying?
maybe you don't have to have a movie trailer a year in advance. Maybe you can really get the buzz going, you know, 4 or 5 months out and be just okay. Because, you know, you could say a lot about Ghostbusters. There's a lot of buzz no matter what.
Oh my gosh, there's so much buzz every day. So yeah, you're right.
God.
You don't need a year and a half. I think we'd be more stressed out a year and a half if it came out, you know, so early. So
right.
I'm actually kind of glad it came out, like, you know, with the, you know, teaser being like, you know, the beginning of, was it March? I don't even remember. I feel like it's been ages, but it's only been
right.
a matter of months.
Well, the
really.
First, that, Jake, what was it? The first little thing
mm-hmm.
they revealed that didn't reveal anything was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then,
it was Valentine's Day.
Right.
Well, fake
and
out.
And then
it was
March when the trailer came out.
Yeah,
like
then March.
March, right?
Yeah, right at the beginning of March. March 3rd,
yeah.
I think
mm-hmm.
it was.
Okay, yeah.
Now, well, Kitty, you know, while we got you on the line, this is something I've been thinking
yep.
about. As people who are excited about this movie and who've been optimistic, but I feel like we're all optimistic, but we're all realistic. What? How do we properly assess how good or not good this movie is? Like, what I've been thinking about is like, if I go in and watch it, am I going to be able to come out of it and think anything other than, wow, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Like, how do I – because at most other movies, I can go in, watch it, come out, and either go, yeah, that was great, or yeah, that was not so great, or I want to see it again, or I'm never going to waste my time. This one, I feel like I'm going to have to watch. Like, I feel like it's going to be what people just went through with Force Awakens. Like, they didn't even get a good sense of what they thought about the movie until maybe, like, the third viewing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I watched Force Awakens at least four different times. I just remember, probably because it was really late when I saw it, I felt was anger for some reason. And of course, tears were already streaming down my face because of that one part. And
right.
I was all emotions. Like,
are you talking about
C-3PO's
red arm?
The red arm.
yeah.
A lot of people were upset.
Like, where did that red arm come from? What are those? no, but... I was just so, like, I didn't want to talk to my boyfriend. I was like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I hope that's not my same reaction. Obviously, I feel like I have a connection with the, you know, with the characters that they're showing. Patty is hilarious. Holtzman is bae. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I agree. Yes, exactly. So really, since we have these connections with the characters, I do have to watch it a couple times, but I'm definitely going to be cheering for my favorites the first time around. And then I'll probably have to watch it again and give everyone else a chance, make sure if I have any other favorites. Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, Kevin?
Well, and like Jake, yeah. you're as big of a Star Wars fan as anybody. When you saw Force Awakens, did you have to see it a couple times to really kind of to gain a proper perspective?
I don't know, man. I think I don't know. No, I loved it immediately. I did. I loved Star Wars immediately. I had to do that with Jurassic World. No, Star Wars seems so completely different than every other movie that's ever been like. It just seemed like everything aligned with Star Wars.
Everything aligned with Daisy Ridley.
Everything worked out in a magical way with Star Wars. And who knows if that's ever going to happen again. You know, the next Star Wars movie could be terrible. But I feel like they just captured everything perfectly with that movie, like as far as the trailers, what they showed, the tone, just everything was like almost unbelievable.
Right.
And it's Star Wars. I don't know.
It's Star Wars.
But I'll tell you, like, I wasn't as stressed about Star Wars, you know, as I am about Ghostbusters. I'm not having the same feelings. Yeah, it's going to be different because Ghostbusters is closer to me than Star Wars is, and so is Jurassic Park. So
right. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Kitty, we only got about 7 minutes left, so thanks for calling. We're gonna move on here. Please call next time, and we'll chat some more stress. Leading up to this movie.
All right.
Thank you for our book giveaway and all that, too. Yeah, totally.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. A couple more minutes. Only 5 minutes left. 951 area code. Who is calling and where are you calling from?
Hey guys, what's up? This is John Yerkeba calling in again, but solo this time.
Ah, what's up, man? Flying solo.
What's up, John? How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm stressing out, but my stress is on many subtle levels.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Here.
Subtle levels, huh?
There's
it's,
not just one.
It's crazy.
One
onion.
It's not, right, exactly. Yeah, man.
Tell us more.
What's on your mind?
So, first of all, the spoilers are driving me nuts, and it's hard to avoid them. I tried to be strong with the TV spots that just came out, and I was weak. I had a moment of weakness, and that moment of weakness caught up with me later after I watched all of them, and I was like, I turned off my computer all the way, and I was like, I'm never using this thing again.
Yeah, you
toss
did
it away.
Smash like Kirk Cameron
well,
in that.
Since we've been able to avoid that stuff without spoiling it, did you at least like what you saw?
No, I loved it. Like, me not being happy with it wasn't the problem at all. It was just, for the most part, like, most of it, there was nothing really that, you know, spoiled anything. But then there's that one moment where you're like, it's that thing that, you know, they're shooting at. And it's probably not a huge thing in the movie, but it's one of those things that would have been fun to just not see it until you watch the movie, you know?
It's like you saw one of your major Christmas presents when you sneaked into the closet, like, a couple weeks
exactly.
before.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
going to
be fun when
one.
You actually... Yeah, it's going to be fun when you actually unwrap it and play with it, but it would have had more impact if you just didn't even know what it was.
Yep. You're like, I'm going to have to fake it a little bit. I'm going to have to feign surprise, because now I know. But I'm still excited about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm super pumped. So there's that, and, like, this morning... I went to Barnes & Noble, and I was actually looking for Tobin's Spirit Guide, but then I saw in the kids section they had all the, you know, the I Can Read Ghostbusters books.
Yeah.
And I picked all of them up, and I was, like, I sat there and stared at them for, like, 10 minutes just thinking, like, maybe I can take these home but not read them. And then I was like, that's not a real thing. I'm not even going to walk out.
Definitely read these immediately.
And then, that's a hard thing, man. I picked them up. They're still in the bag in the corner of a room. I, like, put them in the toy room where I don't go that often. And, like, I sit home at night and I hear them talk to me. And they're just like, oh, geez. You know, I'm just like, fuck, get the fuck out of my head.
No, I totally know what you mean. I've had stuff where, you know, I tried to, like, avoid spoilers or not mess with something, but still have it you know, in my home. And there will be moments when I'm like, I got to get up
we
in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And then, you know, I end up reading it until 2 in the morning.
I feel like I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just going to have that book, like, opened, and I'll be, like, right on, you know, the last page of the novelization or something like that.
Right. And then I'm covering your novelization there, and I was like, nope, run in the opposite direction.
You know what? The good thing is all of those books are going to be very available after the movie's out. And you dive in.
You won't have as much guilt going to the kids section.
And then I thought about, well, maybe I'll just be like the good uncle and buy them and send them to my niece and nephew, which opened up a whole other can of worms, because I was like, oh man, I hope they love the movie. I hope they get into Ghostbusters a whole lot and I can talk with them about it, and the future is safe, and just it spun out from there. And now, like, I've got that going on, and I'm stressing out because they just announced the IMAX fan art contest, so I'm trying to put something together for that.
Ooh.
No,
I'm all over
the
place.
You should just forget about that contest. Because it's kind of lame. It's kind of lame, and you should just stay away from it. You know?
Yeah, it's like why, you know, a lot of time.
Because you're going to win it.
I don't even know. For the past week, I've been playing around trying to get, like, a good – something that I feel happy with that I can actually go forward and keep drawing it and not just, like, sketch stick figures and, like, what if I put this one over here? And
Craig should submit his lined Slimer that he sent to the... We're going to publish his lined Slimer. We'll tell the story later.
That's a different story for another time.
Story for another time.
Well, we got a minute left, John. Anything else on your mind before we say goodbye?
No, I mean, that's what's been going on with me. It's always great hearing the show and hearing you guys talk, and I can't believe we're a month away. It's crazy, and to be able to call in and hear other people talk and hear you guys talk and talk to you and all kind of, like, get through that last leg of the marathon of 26 years together is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, man, it's awesome. That's, exactly. That's like such a, that's such a cool way to put
somebody's
it, man.
Somebody's coming.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, man, we'll talk to you.
Jillian Holtzman's coming.
Hey.
Whoa, I didn't.
She forgot about her new toy.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, draw that picture.
All right, man. Yeah, draw that
I'll
one.
I win.
I'll get on it.
All right, man. All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
All right, take it easy, guys. Bye.
Good night.
Man, that takes us to the end. We got 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, everybody gets 2 seconds. I'm just going to say bye. Thanks for calling, everybody.
Thanks for calling, y'all.
Yeah,
go to
thanks
the Facebook
for calling in.
We'll announce a winner.
We're going to announce that winner.
All right.
Ghost from our past. It's super
bye.
Good.
Bye.
I'm going to...